Welcome to Rapidly Rotating Records, an hour of toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s with yours truly, Glenn Robison. We've got dance bands, hot bands, sweet bands, show tunes, novelty tunes, blues, jazz, and more on everything from Aeolian to Xenophone and by everyone from Aronson to Zerky. On this evening's show, we'll play some naughty songs, fulfill some requests, celebrate the birthdays of Rube Bloom and Robert H. Cleary, and listen to this past week in recording history. Listener Len in Linden, Washington, sent an email last week suggesting a set of naughty songs. So send the kids outside and put on your headphones as we start off with Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra. Thank you.
make me so blue, tantalizing, till I don't know where I am. Oh dear, what's the use of you for a mate? All the time, you never play straight. Though you smile, I know all the while you're a sham. Dear, you remind me of the loving springtime. Trying to find another place to sing out.
From 1927, Miss Helen Morgan, and You Remind Me of a Naughty Springtime Cuckoo, with the words and music written by Leslie Cerrone. Helen Morgan was born August 2, 1900, and we'll have a whole segment devoted to her in a few months. Before Helen Morgan, we heard Jimmy Noone's Apex Orchestra and Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, recorded in Chicago on August 23, 1928, and issued on the Brunswick and Vocalion labels. The Apex Club was located on the second floor of 330 East 35th Street in Chicago's South Side, and clarinetist and New Orleans native Jimmy Noone led the band there from 1928 to 30, when the joint was raided by the feds and closed for selling alcohol during Prohibition. We began the show with the rare Take Two of Fletcher Henderson and his orchestra's rendition of Naughty Man, recorded around November 24th of 1924. In the band were Louis Armstrong, Coleman Hawkins, and reed man Don Redman, and banjoist Charlie Dixon, who co-wrote Naughty Man. I'm Glenn Robison, and you're listening to Rapidly Rotating Records, bringing you vintage music to which you can't not tap your toes from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s. Along with Blues My Naughty Sweetie Gives to Me, listener Len also requested a couple of other records, which I'm pleased to play. Here's Billy Hayes and his orchestra.
Thank you. loving mama, and she must know how to love me just like Juliet. She's gotta thrill me, nearly kill me, and then make me forget. I've gotta have a mama who's all right, one who can make me love her in one night. She's gotta know how to please, have it, those, them, and these. If she gets tired, she'll get fired, 'cause I'm so hard to please. I've got to have a mama soon, I vow. I've got to have a mama now, sweet child. Got to have a mama now.
Sugar melted away, sweeter than the sugar from the sugar cane. I didn't mean to treat him that way. I guess my sweetie thought I was a low-down kind. I didn't realize that he was so refined. Oh, I left my sugar standing in the rain, and my sugar melted away.
Thank you. the time I bet. Cause I didn't button up my overcoat. All I do is sniff. Where's my handkerchief? Got a funny feeling in my eyes, and ears, and throat. I can't sleep, I can't eat. Get a pale red joke by sea. Cause I got a coded by dose. Oh, I got a coded by dose. Please repeat what you said. Got a lot of funny noises in my head. Cause I got a coded by dose. Oh, I got a coded by dose. Bought myself galoshes, flannel union suit. Over my galoshes, I wear a pair of rubber boots. I feel bad, I feel bub. Gee, I wish that sprig would cub. Cause I got a coded by dose. Oh, I got a coded by dose. Oh, my neck. Oh, my knees, all I do is zip and sneeze. Cause I got a coded by dose. Oh, I got a coded by dose. Bought a buck of aspirin, washed it down with garden gin. Cause I got a coded by dose. Oh, I got a coded by dose. Went to see the doctor, asked him what to do. Lord, he helped the doctor. He said, I think I've got one too. So we lay down side by side. I'm still here, but the doctor died. Cause I got a coded by dose. I got a coded by dose.
Rosetta Duncan from 1930, and I got a coded by dose. Listener Gil in Covina, California emailed last week to request that because he too had a coded his doze. I hope he's over that by now and back feeling 100%. Before Rosetta Duncan, we played a couple more requests from listener Len in Linden, Washington. We started the set with Billy Hayes and his orchestra with Mike Mosiello on trumpet and I've Got to Have a Mama Now, recorded by Victor on April 18, 1929. That was followed by Beth Chalice, credited on the label of that OK 78 as Sadie Green, with the Goofus 5, and I Left My Sugar Standing in the Rain. I Left My Sugar Standing in the Rain was written by Irving Kale and Sammy Fain, and that recording is from August 10, 1927.
This is KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, and you're listening to Glenn Robison's Rapidly Rotating Records, toe-tapping music from rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s.
We love to get emails, so if you have a particular song or artist that you'd like to hear on Rapidly Rotating Records, or if you have a comment about the show or a suggestion for a topic, you can send them to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com. Or you can send cards or letters to Post Office Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. Last week, April 24th, marked the birth in 1902 in New York of pianist, composer, arranger, and vocalist Rube Bloom. He began working in vaudeville as an accompanist in 1919, and between 1926 and 28, he was composing novelty ragtime tunes and recorded 23 piano solos. He won a Victor Records Song Contest in 1928 with his composition Song of the Bayou, which received considerable radio airplay over the next couple of years. In the late 20s, he recorded extensively as piano accompanist for leading singers, and he led a jazz combo known as Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys, which recorded six sides. In the 30s and 40s, he turned to writing popular songs, including Give Me the Single Life, Truckin', Fools Rush In, Stay on the Right Side, and Penthouse Serenade. His collaborators included Ted Kohler, Harry Ruby, Johnny Mercer, Harry Woods, and Mitchell Parrish. He also wrote several piano method books and the film score for Wake Up and Dream. He died on March 30th, 1976. Here's Rube Bloom.
Got that thing, I think you like her plenty. Oh, what a wah, 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 what a gal. You can have each hula, hot bamboola, baby. You can have each jolly, hot tamale, sal. Oh, but that wah, wah, gal and ah, wah, Caliente. Oh, what a wah, 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 what a gal. Thank you.
Cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the south. From the south, I'm gonna tell you about this great big man from the south. Had a big cigar in his mouth, so I knew that he was from the south. Play it, son.
Well, there you have four sides showing four sides of Rube Bloom. We began with Rube Bloom, the band leader. Rube Bloom and his Bayou Boys with Eddie Walters providing the vocal on There's a Wawa Gal in Agua Caliente, written by Walter Donaldson. In the band on that May 24, 1930 Columbia recording were Jack Purvis, Tommy Dorsey, Benny Goodman, Adrian Rollini, Dick McDonough, and Stan King. Next, we heard an example of Rube Bloom the composer as Marion Hardy and his Alabamians played Song of the Bayou. The vocal trio on that October 29, 1929 Columbia recording was the Alabama Magpie Trio. Song of the Bayou was followed by Rube Bloom the vocalist, backed by Joe Venuti's Blue Four, with Rube Bloom on piano also, and The Man from the South. The Bayou Boys also recorded The Man from the South with Rube Bloom as vocalist. We finished up with Rube Bloom as novelty pianist on The Doll Dance, written by Nacio Herb Brown from an OK 78, recorded June 16, 1927. I'm Glenn Robison, and the show is Rapidly Rotating Records. We're here each and every Sunday evening at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon, streaming online at KISL.org, and available on demand anytime at all online at RapidlyRotatingRecords.com. Last week, April 27th, marked the birth in 1902 in Weymouth, Massachusetts, of composer Michael H. Cleary. He attended West Point, where he wrote songs and served as chapel organist. He left the Army in 1926 and, after a brief stint as a reporter in Boston, began composing material for Broadway shows, movie musicals, and nightclubs. His collaborators included Nat and Max Leaf, Herb Magidson, Maurice Sigler, Arthur Swanstrom, and Ned Washington. Cleary served in World War II, but afterwards did not return to songwriting. He died in New York on June 15, 1954. Here are three from the pen of Michael H. Cleary.
There are certain things that keep me guessing, though I try real hard to find them out. Well, I don't understand, so I'm confessing that I don't know just what it's all about. You see, I don't know the bad things from the good, because my mother never told me all she should. A man showed me a lavalier. He said, "It's yours if you'll kiss me, dear. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that, huh?" I kissed him once, and he asked for more. Next week he's bringing a jewelry store. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? Now, I was in the parlor with this fellow last night. I know why he kissed me, and he squeezed me so tight. But I don't understand a bit when he said, "Baby, you sure have it." What's it? Was there anything wrong in that? A man loaned me his Cadillac, and I said that I would bring it back. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? Well, it was so cold in that great big boat, so I just took his raccoon coat. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? I took my mother driving on that very same day, and she said, "Dear, you must return that car right away." But the funniest thing you'll never guess, I forgot his name and his address. Oh, tell me, was there anything wrong in that? Oh, tell me, say, was there anything wrong in that, huh? Now I ask you, was there anything wrong with that? Such questions drive me crazy, every day something new. My poor brain gets hazy, don't know what to do. Bye.
How do you do? Hello, baby, speaking to you, introducing no one else but me. In person, hello, baby, going my way. Hello, baby, what do you say? How about a little company? I take off my hat to a baby like you. Take off your high hat and we'll find things to do together. Come on, baby, don't hesitate. Come on, baby, cooperate. Gee, you're swell, oh, hello, hello, baby.
Sunday, I'm as clean as a collar, so why should I holler? I'm the banker on the campus cause I still got dough. When a man at college has a dollar, he's an all-American guy. Having big times, spending his dimes on lots of cups of coffee and pie. Saturday's my day, cause the check comes on Friday. But why should I holler? Here it is Monday and I still got a dollar. ¶¶
Chick Bullock performing the vocal with his Levee Loungers, a small studio group, and here it is Monday and I've Still Got a Dollar from November 12, 1932. Here it is Monday and I've Still Got a Dollar is from the musical review Hey Nonny Nonny, which opened at the Schubert Theater on June 6, 1932, and ran for just 32 performances, closing July 2nd. Ruth Gordon, who you may remember from the 1970 picture Where's Papa, was in the cast. Before Dollar, we heard Burt Lown and his Biltmore music from a Hit of the Week record made available at newsstands on February 20th, 1930, and Hello Baby. We began with Annette Hanshaw as Dot Dare asking the musical question, is there anything wrong in that? In the band accompanying Annette on that November 22, 1928 recording were Manny Klein, Benny Goodman, and Joe Venuti.
Doing our part to keep alive the music of the 1920s and 30s. This is Rapidly Rotating Records. Sunday evenings at 6 on KISL-FM 88.7 Avalon and available anytime on demand online at rapidlyrotatingrecords.com.
It's time now for that feature of the program we call This Week in Recording History. So called because it's here where we play rapidly rotating records celebrating birthdays, having been recorded this past week in years past. Here to start off this edition of This Week in Recording History is Fred Hammond, his orchestra.
Thank you. Jericho wants a jazzy old town. Jericho, long ago, likes her music low down. We know she puts the bow till that trumpet blew. Then Jericho, Jericho, felt the same as we do. Thank you.
We began this edition of This Week in Recording History with trumpeter Fred Hamm and his orchestra, a Benson organization, and Stomp Off, Let's Go, written by Elmer Scoble and recorded exactly 81 years ago today. Next, from a Harmony 78 recorded April 29, 1929, we heard Arthur Ross and his Westerners and Jericho. We finished up with the Varsity 8 and their April 28, 1925 recording of Sweet Georgia Brown. In the band, Red Nichols, who replaced Bill Moore, who had left to join Ben Burney's band. I'm Glenn Robison, and I'm very pleased that you've chosen to spend this past hour listening to Rapidly Rotating Records. I hope you'll click in or tune in again next week and every week for more rapidly rotating 78 RPM records of the 1920s and 30s, and music to which you can't not tap your toes. In the meantime, your comments and requests are always welcome and can be sent by email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or by postal mail to P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. That's email to glenn@rapidlyrotatingrecords.com or P.O. Box 145, Claremont, California 91711. You're also invited to stop by the website at www.rapidlyrotatingrecords.com, where you can sign up to receive the weekly playlist by email and play our Jeopardy-type vintage music trivia game. Until next week, this is Glenn Robison, and as always, I thank you for your very kind attention. ¶¶